following was originally broadcast on Northumberland 89.7 FM. For more podcasts and learn more about us, go to northumberland897.ca. And thank you for downloading this podcast.
Today, we'll focus on all creatures great and small. And with me is Teresa Reckerby. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for having me.
All Creatures Great and Small is a pet store in Cobourg, downtown.
Yeah.
Tell us how long you've been open, how you got involved, and how you managed to start this business.
Okay. All Creatures has been around for 21 years. I was moving back from Toronto. I lived in Toronto for 10 years, and I was involved in the pet industry there. I managed a shop at Bathurst and Bloor. And then I also was working for a sales manager for a distribution company in the natural health industry, pet industry. And then I was going to get married. So I was moving back to Cobourg, or Brighton, actually, back then. And I thought, what am I going to do when I come back here? And luckily back then, I don't know if you remember, there was a self-employment business program that the government was running. And I applied for that, and I was eligible. So I came back to Cobourg, went into the SEB program, and they helped me write my business plan, get my funding, and I worked with the CFTC. And yeah, so I did what I loved best and what I knew best, and I brought Cobourg's first holistic health for animal store to Northumberland.
So you've been around for 21 years. You've obviously seen lots of changes over that time period. Prior to March 2020... you talked about setting up a small business in Cobourg. How did it evolve to what it was, say, a year ago?
Oh, we have evolved so many times over the last 20 years. We've expanded. We've gone back to our original footprint. We've opened a second location, sold the second location. We've done so many things in 21 years. I think the key, and especially like in relation to COVID and making it through COVID, and I mean, we're not done yet. The key is to be flexible. We've always tried to provide products and services for a niche market. Our client base are very interested in natural health and wellness for animals through diet and supplementation. So that's been our core philosophy right from the beginning, is helping animals live longer, stronger, healthier lives. That's always been our focus. And then we always move on from there. And last year compared to this year, like, how do things look different? One of the key changes we made was going online. So providing an online store for our clients, managing that, making sure that they were serviced with delivery, safe curbside pickup, and again, just strengthening our relationships with our clients and our communication.
Right. That's one of the things I wanted to bring up, because I know that with your online store, with your curbside pickup, with your delivery, you've really fleshed the business out in a bunch of different ways. What's it like trying to manage the business and those changes all at the same time?
Well, it has been a big learning curve for us. So now you're managing two stores, essentially, because you have your online store and you have your physical brick and mortar store. And you really need to manage inventory on both. You need to merchandise both. Keeping it fresh, keep it interesting, putting new products on, moving things into clearance. People really love our online store. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback, and it's been very convenient. And even though people do love to come in, I must say, they love to come in and get out. There's a real sense of community in our store, right? So it's often a meeting place. But right now, we're not really encouraging meeting, and so people like having the option, being at home and shopping for their favorite products and looking for new stuff.
How did those changes affect your staff, your store, your product?
In March, when we were moving into lockdown last year, it was difficult. I was away. My family and I came back early from a vacation and went into isolation. So already immediately, I wasn't able to be physically here to support my staff. So that was hard. So Heather, my business partner, she had to manage that. She really stepped up, and it was great. The whole team came together, so that was good. We did have a couple people leave because they were nervous, you know, and we didn't know anything about this disease and people were scared. So we had to deal with reduced staffing. At that point, we were not online. So all, and clients obviously were nervous. So we moved into a phone and social media based sales kind of protocol where people would call, we'd walk around the store with them. They were shopping online through Facebook or Instagram and over the phone. And then our deliveries, oh my goodness, that was a huge learning curve for us. Doing deliveries all over Northumberland County, which is huge, as you know. We would be on the road for like 6 hours, 7 hours sometimes, getting all the deliveries done, especially out into the country, getting the right app, a routing app for us on our phones so we could do that. My kids were involved driving, doing deliveries. It was a family affair.
All of a sudden, you're looking at a potential second wave coming in the fall.
We were more prepared, that's for sure. So in the beginning, we took a very conservative approach. So we actually closed the store to the public before the government required us to, and we opened up later. And I think that really helped our clients feel more safe because they knew we were taking it seriously. When we go into lockdown, the store basically moves into, instead of being shoppable for the public, it moves into almost like a warehouse style environment where it's easy for us to pick for online orders. Then you're just always moving from one mode into the next.
Let's look forward. What are some of the changes that you have made in your location at All Creatures Great and Small that have been a good change for your business? And which things are there that you're not that concerned if you never do them ever again?
I can't wait to get rid of the physical barrier at the counter. It's just a hindrance communicating with people. So when that's gone, that'll be great. Obviously, our online store, we will always keep. That is something that people have become used to, and they like it, and they appreciate it. We also changed our hours during COVID. And I don't know if we'll ever go back to opening on Sundays. Our clients understand and respect that we need the time. We will reassess that, but I must say we are liking it.
I want to take an opportunity to have you tell the listeners exactly where you are located.
All Creatures Great and Small is located at 30 King Street West. We're on the north-hand side of the street, just east of Victoria Hall. We do have free parking and a rear entrance, which people really like. You can find us on social media at All Creatures Coburg on Facebook and Instagram, and our website's allcreatures.ca, and you can access the online store from allcreatures.ca. Just hit shop online. You're always welcome to call us at 905-377-8619.
I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today and to let people know all about All Creatures Great and Small. And I'm going to ask the members of Northumberland County to focus on All Creatures Great and Small.